beat the Broncos this week?
It'd be huge. Obviously, it's a division game, first one of the season. So, I've played against them twice. I know the talent that they have. They're obviously very talented everywhere on that defense. We have our work cut out for us, but we're excited to compete. We're ready to go.
Do they look much at the scheme changes they made? Do they look a lot different, or do they look at the team you faced last year?
Talent-wise, obviously they're the same. They're one of the best teams in the NFL for a reason. And for them, it all starts up front. And then as you move back to the linebackers, you see guys flying around, hitting, move to that secondary. Obviously, we know about their secondary. They're very talented. So, it's going to be a great, test for us, but we're looking forward to it.
Ware and Miller, obviously, the two focal points. But they got 11 different guys with sacks. It's the most they've ever had, and that's four games into the season. So are they taking more chances than you're used to see them take?
No, just to be honest, they're just good players. they have good players. They have a lot of depth, and they rotate them in and out, and they just keep them fresh. They keep them coming that way. And, they've done a great job, up to this point, and I'm sure they will continue to.
Give the defensive line extra pep talk this week.
Oh no, they don't need it. They've been doing a great job, and obviously they're looking forward to competing against those guys.
You guys have done a pretty good job passing under pressure, and when you guys have been blitzed, I guess, is that a really important factor? What you see pre-snap, how that protection gets set up against this particular defense?
Yeah, absolutely. You got to know. What are the looks you're going to see and all that, so you can set things the way you want them. When it comes down to it, the NFL is about matchups. And they have some good matchups, but so do we. We're looking forward to seeing those come out on the game day.
Parcells has said before that a good offense and a good quarterback is dying to have the other team blitz. You want them to blitz because it will give you an opportunity somewhere on the field.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel that way now? Or are you on your way to that?
Yeah, and to be honest, we felt that way last year. We just didn't, connect or, do it the right way. But you always feel that way. You're exactly right, but at the same time, defensive coaches, say pressure burst pipes, that's just the game that we play.
So a lot of teams maybe have a cornerback that's a little weaker than the others, you maybe target, they have three, they're all really good. How do you approach going up against?
You just compete. You guys know, it doesn't matter who we're playing. I'm going to go out there and compete my tail off, just like our receivers will. They have, three, not just three. They have guys that come off the bench for them, play, in other situations that are so talented. So, I think the world of those guys. I respect them, obviously we're looking forward to competing against them.
How much interaction have you had with Peyton Manning over the years? You've probably played with Eli, but I don't know how much he knows Peyton.
No, really just, Dave knowing, played Peyton, for all those years in Houston. Probably know Eli better, but I don't really know either of them too well. But just talking to Peyton after the games last year, that's really it for me.
Derek, you look at the first two games, or the first four games of the year, two games that you won, very, very fast start, out of the gate quick, the two games that you lost, slow starts.
Yeah.
How important is that fast start this week?
Yeah, in any game, it's always so important to start fast, get the ground or get the ball rolling, so to speak, early on. But at the same time, it's probably just as or more important to finish, especially in this league with how close the games are. And, they always come down to the wire, it seems like, each and every week. So it's very important, though, for us to get out and make sure we can start fast.
You talked about speaking with Payne after the game. What type of advice has he given you?
Good job, keep working, stay healthy, if you can, that's really been it.
You've obviously played against him before, but as a young quarterback playing against a guy of his credentials.
Oh, yeah.
How does that resonate with you being on the
field? I'm, like I say all the time, I'm glad I don't play defense. I wouldn't help us, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's one of the best, arguably with some people, the best to ever do it. So you always just have respect for that guy. You always, it's an honor to play against him, but at the same time, you're trying to beat him. You're always out there just trying to get that win.
What can you do to get Amari Cooper more involved in the second half of ball game? Seems like first half he's on fire, and in the second half maybe they adjust, do some things to take him away.
Yeah.
What can you do to get him involved?
Yeah, for me, I'm always just going to read the coverages and throw it to the best place. Depending on how they're changing stuff and all that, I know the changes they're making and all those kind of things, and that might open up things for other people. So we let the defense, kind of tell that story. But at the same time, when we want something, we're going to, try and, make it happen.
You look at last week and Crabtree goes out with the ankle, but then he comes back in the second half. Can you speak to what kind of a warrior he was in that game?
That's exactly right. You said it. The guy to come out and do that, especially in a tight ball game, he's one of our best players. We needed him. I think if, we would have won that game, I think his catch, when we were backed up, that catch he made where he, jumped about 5 feet off the ground, I think that would have been the play of the game, because just he was playing hurt, ran a perfect route, and, made a great play with the ball.
How would you characterize how your relationship developed with Lamar? What have you picked up beginning of training camp through
Lamar? Oh, it's awesome. We can, during the games we talk to each other. When a play happens and he's coming back to the huddle, sometimes I'll walk over there and walk with him back to the huddle, and we'll talk about the coverage, what we just saw, and all that. And that relationship right there, if we can continue to do that, then it'll help us grow as we continue to get this offense rolling.
What's about him strikes you as much besides his route running?
His work ethic, it's something that, reminds me of me. It's just, he obviously is faster and more talented than I am. But, we're both the same kind of guy. We just try and work for everything.
Do you find that he's his own worst critic?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, he definitely is. But it's a great thing, because I'm the same way. There's sometimes where we probably hit a big play and I'm mad at my footwork, or I'm mad at, the throw. Same thing with him. He could catch a touchdown and could care less because he dropped a ball the play before. He's all about the next play and just trying to improve.
Good. Thank you, George.
Thank y'all.